Now is time for the
two, count them, two.
Two up on the upswing.
So egg-tastic prices for bakery. Even as costs explode, so prices for bakery products haven't risen meaningful yet. But you look at the consumer price index, you know, they're holding kind of steady. Bakery prices are kind of even, but that could obviously change if they don't get a break from surging egg prices anytime soon. I checked in yesterday with Brandon Grebe from Grebe's Bakery here in West Dallas, Wisconsin. He told me that they normally pay in the range of $35 to $55 for 30 pounds of pre-cracked fresh eggs. And now they're paying over $130 and even at some times getting shortened on deliveries. Unfortunately, he didn't see any relief anytime soon. He said he was joking with his wife the other day that, you know, we just need to add more chickens in our backyard. Maybe that's an easy way for us to build our supply. But no matter what the eggs cost, the good thing is those crawlers at Grebe's, that secret recipe dough, and they kind of have that, like, scratch-made glaze on top of them. Brandon tells me they're still only $1.40 each. So that's good. Good and good for you. A lot of sugar, but yeah, that's all right. Quality local product. Speaking of prices, how much was your weekly grocery bill? Grocery prices have soared over the last few years, that's for sure, rising more than 25% since 2019. Wallet Hub analyzed the prices of 26 common grocery items in each of the 50 states. They added all these costs together, compared them to the median household income in order to determine where people are spending the greatest percentage of their incomes on groceries. People in Mississippi, they're spending the most on groceries at an average of 2.6% of median household income. That's the highest percentage in the country. For comparison, New Jersey residents only spend 1.5% of their income on groceries. Want to know where Wisconsin fell on this list? Kind of right in the middle, tied with Oregon and Wyoming. Came in at about 2% of income on groceries. I'm not sure I believe all these studies, though. You look at, what? Let's take $80,000 for income. That would mean $1,600 per year or only $31 a week on groceries. It just doesn't seem right. But I don't know. Sometimes these studies, you can't believe everything you read. They did cite a bunch of different ideas to save money at the grocery store. We'll tell you about that later in the show.